BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast while we're on breakfast. Real or No Real features a man called the Great Baldini. We've got Rixton in live and I send Chris for another shower.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday and this is Breakfast with Scott Mills. All right, Chris.
All right, Scott. No, I'm awake now, I'm fine.
There's a lot of staring into space going on today.
No, it's... And do you know what? I don't even deserve to be tired, because it's not like I did anything major last night.
No.
So I'm fine.
At least you're awake.
But what's going on with your face? That's the first thing that I'd like to bring up today.
Okay, so there needs to be an intervention soon, because it's day three of the thing on my head that I picked up in Vietnam. I've got some antihistamine cream, which I'm applying vigorously, but it doesn't seem to be going down.
Well, it's not really that I was talking about. I mean, that looks bad, but I think it's made to look worse because your teeth are now so white.
Oh, right, yeah, I had my teeth whitened yesterday. So, mostly today, come and find me. I'll be drinking coffee, but through a straw. Like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, well, I was going to save this one for later myself. I'm writing a list of things that we can go out with you today, but you are drinking coffee through a straw.
Because it avoids the front teeth. I can't have them. I can't... One, I can't live without coffee. Two, I can't get these teeth stained.
Yeah, but do you realise how it looks, drinking coffee from a straw?
It feels like I'm on holiday. I'm not going to lie. It feels quite sophisticated.
Does it? Mm. Oh, it's classy.
Obviously, I'm not doing that in the studio. I'm doing it out of the studio because you're not allowed to drink in here.
Are you allowed to drink in here if it's through a straw?
I don't know.
Is that a technicality?
Anyway, yeah, I went to the chemist and the woman's like, it's definitely a bite. It's something you've picked up in Vietnam.
What's bitten you?
It could get bigger before it goes smaller. I'm like, good, brilliant, thanks for that. I actually lifted my fringe up, like, can you see it? She went, it's very visible. Well, thank you, yes. Today on the show, Real or No Real is going to happen just after 7, because we're doing that just after 7. It's normally on the afternoons. And Rixton, the lads from Rixton, will join us just after 8 o'clock. Today is going to be a good day. What a great time to be alive.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio
1.
1.
Morning, Maisie. Good luck with your Arabic exam that you're doing later. Wow. Also, good morning to Jewel on Twitter, who is in school already. What are your teachers playing at? Apparently, there's a special chemistry lesson today. It must be special if you're there at 10 to 7. Oof. Good luck with that. And Rory, who is going a little bit mad because he's now been in the library for 18 hours. Go out, get some fresh air, do something, move around.
I've got a question for you. Also, Paul in Notts is asking this as well. Any chance of a Bumbaleo today? Or is that too jazzy?
Oh, no, it's not too jazzy. It's Bumbaleo Wednesday. Doesn't matter when it happens.
I'd kind of forgotten about that.
This is what we do in the afternoon, where we play Bumbaleo by the Gypsy Kings to signal that it's halfway through the week. I don't know how it started. It's a long story, but it seems to work. People really like it. So, anyone keen for a Bumbaleo today? Let me know. If we're not feeling it, if you think it is too jazzy for the mornings, then we'll leave it, you know? 81199. Rixton coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Weirdly, I woke up with the rap to Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, that song I did with 5 Seconds of Summer in my head this morning. I don't know why. I can still do it now if you ask me to.
I mean, it was coming up to a year ago since you wrote that song, wasn't it?
I didn't necessarily write it myself.
Oh, you're admitting that now?
Yes. Did I say that at the time, that I wrote the rap to Hearts Upon Our Sleeve?
I think at the time you said you went into a studio, you really worked things out.
Well, we wrote the rap bit, but I can't take credit for the actual song.
Oh.
It's a good one, though. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if I was to perform that on stage with 5 Seconds of Summer at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich as a guest spot.
Yeah. Oh, apparently the rap was written by a Banderman.
Oh, it was, of course.
And you, of course.
How quickly they forget. Anyway, did you hear me? Me on stage with 5 Seconds of Summer doing Hearts Upon Our Sleeve.
Oh, is this what the hint
that's
is?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll say it again after 8 when the bosses are listening. Real or No Real is coming up after 7. Incredible fact yesterday about the Queen, and how if she is at a dinner and she's had enough, just puts a handbag on the table.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I can't. I told everybody I know yesterday.
And then I was watching the news last night and the Queen arrived to go see the new royal baby.
Yes.
And all I could do was watch and see if the handbag was anywhere.
And then what she does, if she's bored of talking to you. I mean, we are giving away the Queen's secrets here, which is not probably not great, but it's fine. If she's bored of talking to you, she just shifts her handbag from arm to arm, and that's when someone comes in and goes, this way, Mom, and off she goes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still a little bit obsessed with the text message that was revealed by Taylor Swift on her Twitter the other day between her and Ed Sheeran. She says, go to sleep, I'll talk to you soon. He says, in a bizzle swizzle. She says, like you said, Ed. He says, that's okay, Tay. You'd think for multi-platinum lyricists, we'd do a bit better than that. Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Jack, en route to Coventry. Please do Bumbleo Wednesday. I'm on my way to a role-play-style final assessment for my job. It would kind of help me shake off the nerves. Love a bit of role-play.
Do you?
At work.
In a job interview, though? I'm not so sure.
Is that one of those ones where it's like, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Okay, fall back.
I kind of want to know more. Well, no, because that's a trust exercise, isn't it? A role play would suggest that, let's say you're doing a job in an office that you've got to pretend to be a secretary. Or, do you know what I mean? You've got to pretend to do the job that you're about to do.
Sounds quite jazzy.
Maybe too jazzy for a job interview, I fear.
Good morning to Andrew in South Wales, who says, as soon as I woke up today, I was so excited for Bumbleo Wednesday. I love the Bumbleo, but I always miss it in the afternoon. Do it now. That's from Mark. Okay. It seems to be that everyone's keen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Charlie off of Rixton's up. We're live with Scott Mills from 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah, Rixton will be here at 8 o'clock.
Are they all checking in one at a time?
Yeah. I can't see any of the others yet. Wake up, Rixton. You're on in an hour on Radio 1. That was Major Lazer. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Scott and Chris, of course.
Of course.
Good morning.
Of course. What's going on, James?
We need Bumbleo Wednesday in our lives, Scott, today. We can't miss out just because you're on the early shift.
Really?
Yeah, of course. It gets everybody up and moving, so why not early?
I wasn't ready.
Just a little bit there. Just
I'll
you know,
to shake it then.
I know. Yeah, I knew you were starting to shake it, but I know that you also, you love the tease. That's what you love.
We love the gap.
I know.
We love the gap.
what time would you like it to be on in an ideal world, James?
Well, for me, 10 to 10 would be perfect because that would be approximately halfway through my week.
James, that's a bit late.
I know it's late, but any time is good for me, I suppose.
Okay, right. A chance to shake it coming before 10, I reckon, today.
I've seen Hump Day is trending around the United Kingdom right now. I think there's a need for Bumbleo Wednesday.
I feel that everyone's a little bit tired today. Everyone needs, like, extra coffee.
Come on, everyone. Let's pick it up a bit.
Come on, everyone.
You can't get extra coffee through a straw.
You can. I'm doing it right now, actually. Have a good day. I'll Bumbleo soon.
Bye, guys.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Lee, off of Watford.
Good morning, Scott, and good morning, Chris.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you're Lee.
I am.
And you are a children's entertainer.
I am, that's correct. Stroke magician. I like the magic bit at the end as well.
The magic bit at the end. Now, I know someone who is a kids entertainer, and she does up to 5 or 6 kids' parties a day, and all they wanted to do is pretend to be Elsa from Frozen and sing Let It Go. Yeah.
It's very popular at the moment, very, very popular. How long it'll last, I don't know, but yeah, it's very popular.
And do you sing and Let It Go?
No, I play at the beginning of my parties just before we start, so I'm not the greatest singer.
And are you a bit, is it kind of like Smell My Flower, or is that more clowns?
That's more clowns, a lot more clowns. I'm not really a clown type person.
What are you dressed as?
I've got dungarees and they're red and black with stars all over them.
You're not the bloke that did my decorating, are you?
No, I'm definitely not the bloke. I would have remembered that.
Do you remember that, Chris?
That was the funniest moment of my life. So I turned up at Mills' house. In fact, we were both together walking towards his house and he spots the van outside his house and he goes, Chris, just got to warn you, I've got some decorators in.
At that point, I looked at the van, and the van does have a ladder on the top, but it also seemed to double up as some kind of children entertainer's mobile.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, it had a sticker in the window which said, my other vehicle was a unicycle.
I forgot that the guy that did my decorating is actually a kids entertainer in his spare time called Mr. Custard.
Mr. Custard?
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And his number plate does say Pimey on it. Mm. But he's also a very good painter and decorator, if anyone's interested.
Well, there you go, then.
Well, Lee, welcome to today's Real or No Real on this Wednesday morning.
Brilliant. Look forward to it.
OK, let's play the game.
The band Imagine Dragons got their name by rearranging the letters of a different phrase, but they won't tell anyone what the original words were.
OK. Mm. So everyone knows the band Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
They're playing Radio 1's Big Weekend in Norwich.
Hmm.
So what we're saying here, that the original name was an anagram of Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
Oh, right, OK. But there's a website for this, isn't there? Let me... it's a website for everything. Hang on. So type in Imagine Dragons. Right, so the alternative names for Imagine Dragons could be Agonising Dream.
Right.
Which could be a band name. A Groan Demising. A bit weird. What else we got here? Oh, this is good. A Mean Rigid Song.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think it could be A Mean Rigid Song.
So that was the original phrase, and then they turned it into Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Lee, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to say No Real, I think.
Chris?
Yeah. Well, I mean, out the options here, then, I mean, none of them sound like a better name than Imagine Dragons. So I don't know why they would have done that. So I'm going to say No Real.
That one is real.
Oh, you're both wrong there. When they first came out, they thought, oh, this will be a mysterious thing to do. This will keep the intrigue. And now, because they've been around for a while, they've realised it was actually quite a rubbish idea.
And next. Last night on BBC 4, a programme called The Canal Trip gave you the chance to take a 2-hour-long boat trip along the Kennet and Avon Canal in real time.
Wow.
So this is a show where you have somebody's 2-hour boat trip along the Kennet and Avon Canal in real time. There's no voiceover. Nothing exciting happens. They're just going along the canal, right?
Wow.
You say that. It sounds boring. But actually, you once had your birthday on a canal boat. Do you remember that, Mills?
It wasn't televised.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's a party boat.
And actually, that was a good trip.
Legendary stories from that
was
boat.
Good. Yeah, they should have been on my boat trip.
That canal boat.
It was awesome along the Thames. I just can't see this making interesting television. Lee? Yeah.
You know, if it was a party boat, without me being there as well, it would be very boring.
Nice,
you know?
Nice selfie exactly. Yourself there.
Yeah. I'll give out his website in a minute.
Do you have, like, a cheesy children's entertainer name?
Yeah, Mr. Baldini.
Right.
Mr. Baldini.
Yes.
Okay, why have you chosen that? Is it an anagram of something else, like Imagine Dragons?
No, it's not. My name is Lee Bell, and all my friends used to call me the Great Baldini, and I just thought, right, let's stick with it. Everybody calls me it, so Mr. Baldini is.
The Great Baldini. All right, lads, I can just imagine it. And what are some of your mates called? I mean, you're the Great Baldini. Who else have we got?
We've got Stuart or Alex or Darren,
I thought they'd all...
Stu, Alex, Dan, the Great Baldini.
I thought they'd all have nicknames like Chris's friends.
No, we ain't, to be fair, no, we're not.
They could have just called you Bell, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, either or.
Okay, so last night there was a programme on BBC 4 called The Canal Trip, a 2-hour-long show where they just went along in a canal. Real or no real, Chris?
When I first heard about this show, I thought it sounds rubbish. Actually, I'm thinking it's the kind of thing I would watch. So I'm hoping real. I'm going to go real.
Lee?
Yeah, I'm going to join Chris on that. I'm going to go real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah. It was on last night. It's still on iPlayer. The film is a rich and absorbing antidote to the frenetic pace and white noise of modern life. Filmed from Top Lock in Bath all the way to the Dundas Aqueduct using an uninterrupted single shot.
Wow.
And next.
When Trevor Nelson does club DJ sets, his rider now includes an eye mask and earplugs so he can have a nap at the back of the venue before he goes on.
It's very, very wise, actually.
You're one of those people. You love a little nap.
I do. I can sleep anywhere, but I can also wake up quite quickly if I need to, whereas you're like... Ugh.
Yeah.
I've had a nap and then literally 10 seconds later been in the DJ booth.
And there's nothing wrong with having a nap before. The only problems come if you accidentally slip into a nap whilst you're DJing, which has happened to you before, has it, Mills?
That has happened. Or sometimes I just walk off because I get bored. But does Trevor Nelson now include an eye mask and earplugs on his rider so we can have a little nap?
Yeah, I reckon so.
What's that voice, please? You've been possessed.
I'm talking to myself.
Oh, right, OK.
You sound like you're enjoying the game.
I reckon he gets in the little zone right before you.
I reckon he does.
I could not. I reckon he does.
Is that you talking to yourself? Is that the voice you do?
No, sorry.
I hope that's not your children's entertainer.
Oh, don't just scare them away, let alone anything else.
Yeah, I reckon. I just thought it sounded like you'd been possessed. I was just checking you're okay, hon.
No, I'm fine, Scott, I'm fine.
So, Trevor Nelson, real or no real?
I'm going real, I reckon.
I think that's no real, Scott.
That one is
what's
no
real. Wait, what's that laugh?
Scott, is it worth changing his voice, putting it through a voice changer slightly?
Why?
Don't know, it's a bit gruff.
Do you want him to sound a bit younger?
If you can.
Okay, hang on. Let me see what I can do. Right there.
Oh, God, I'm trying to sound
right. Oh, no. No, that's not going
to
work.
That's not working, is it? Okay, sorry, bad idea. Back to you.
Sorry,
Baldini. I'm having a lovely time if you are.
Always.
Yeah. And
that one is no real.
Yes. Oh, never mind.
Okay, the great Baldini against Chris on Real or No Real today. Let's get the scores.
I got 20. The great Baldini got 10.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, sorry, mate.
No worries.
Good to speak to you, Lee.
And you boys, keep on the good work. Enjoy.
Have a good day.
Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Had a shower this morning, Chris?
No.
Right, okay, let's sort that out then soon. Oh, actually, not yet, because Rixton are coming in. But you need to have a shower, because it's Ming. We sent Chris to the showers yesterday morning, the ones in the basement. I'm thinking it's a good idea again today.
If you're happy for me to go during the show, actually, it works well for me, that.
It works well for everyone in here, believe me. That was Ella Henderson and Ghost. Rixton are coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. If you'd like to be on Real or No Real tomorrow, I mean, I don't know how you beat George or the great Baldini, but have a go. Feel free. 81199 if you want to be on tomorrow's Real or No Real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. Who's
nice
this?
To see you sober.
Who's this, please?
It's Wesley from Sittingbourne in Kent.
Hi, Wes. You've got the same name as my brother.
Good name.
You're not Scott's brother, are you?
No, I'm not.
How can we help you today?
Yeah, you know you were saying yesterday about people talking in the sleep and the old sleep talk app.
Yes, we were playing quite a few clips yesterday from people that have recorded themselves on an app as they sleep at night. And it just picks up everything that you say.
It takes a while to get some classics, though. Do you know what I mean? You kind of got to record yourself every night for a year to really sift until you get the gold. But some people are willing to do this.
Yeah, I've got some utter nonsense on there as well.
You've done it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I've got quite a few.
So you've used the app, and what have you come up with mostly?
Mainly gibberish. There's sometimes I have a conversation with my fiance. Sometimes she might say something, I might reply. But then there's quite a funny one where that mashed potato, and you put a mashed potato in your wallet and it becomes mashed or something like that.
You've sent this to me on email, right?
Yeah, it might be one of them I sent, yeah.
Is it as good as going open the window, Gary, though?
Oh, no, I can't see it beating that, if I'm honest. But
let's just remind ourselves of how great that one is.
Go and open the window, Gary.
Still so good.
It's the best.
Yeah, you won't beat that one. You won't beat that.
But is yours as good as...
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Wibbly wobbly house? Probably not, but...
Okay,
go.
I've got yours ready to play now. So this is about a roast potato in a wallet.
Never put a roast potato in your wallet. You get mashed. Mashed up.
It's really good.
Never put a roast potato in your wallet. You get mashed. Mashed up.
I like it.
Yeah, it's always good when you wake up in the morning and you've got a good one.
Oh, it's the best, isn't it? What induced that dream then?
I don't know. A lot of cheese, probably the night before. Whenever I eat cheese, I seem to dream or have a nightmare. So yeah,
cheesy potato, probably.
Cheesy potato, yeah.
Get mashed.
Get mashed. Keep sending these in, please. If you've got any good ones.
Yeah, we'll do, yeah.
And
yeah.
That goes for everyone else as well. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send the file to my email. My favourite new one that we've had is the guy about his armpit from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Randomly, I saw Foxes, the pop star, tweet that she thought it was the best thing ever. It's this guy.
My armpit! Yeah!
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's the yeah at the end.
Yeah, my armpit.
My armpit! Yeah.
See, yours is a bit similar to that one in the sense that it's just the way you say your last word. A bit weird.
Get mashed. Mashed up.
My armpit! Yeah.
Both very chilled.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Really sleeping.
Thanks very much, Wes.
Cheers.
Love you, bye. I said it first. No, I said it first. No, you say it.
I love you, Scott.
Yes.
I love you more.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
Okay, bye.
No, seriously, you hang up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm over Rihanna's three-egg omelette dress from yesterday at the Met Gala. However, can we talk about FKA Twigs' dress, please? Have you seen this?
I've not seen this one, no.
So she turned up on the red carpet with Robert Pattinson. And just let me zoom in there for you. What do you see on that dress?
I mean, what is that? That's weird.
It's a willy, Chris. She's wearing a willy dress.
So it is, yes.
Yeah. If you zoom in close, just above the left leg there, that's what it is. I've seen one.
Is that the signature of the artist?
I don't know.
What do you call somebody who makes a dress?
I don't know, but I don't know why they've put that on there, but it is definitely one. Also, Rihanna held a Met Gala after party in New York in a club. Who wasn't invited? Rita Ora.
Ooh.
A source said that Rihanna made it clear that Rita was not to gatecrash under any circumstances. Do you know why? It's because Rita used to kind of hang out with Cara Delevingne, and now Riri's kind of taken Cara. It's kind of well icy between Rita and Cara now. Because she's Rihanna's friend now.
I see.
Not your friend anymore.
And so because of that, they're not allowed to be in the same room.
I just think it's best. And Miley Cyrus has hinted that she might be bisexual in an interview after she split with Patrick Schwarzenegger. In an interview, she said not all of her past relationships have been heterosexual ones. Ew.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Rixton.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
All right. I wouldn't come too close, lads, because I've got like a third eye on my head right now, which I picked up in a tropical country last week. And do you think it's contagious?
Mills keeps feeling the need to have to explain to everyone, because, I mean, you can obviously see it, right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's a massive thing on my head.
But the thing is, you don't need to keep apologising for it.
Well, you do, because it's the first thing that people see.
But it's fine, you ain't got to validate.
I see them beautiful eyes.
We don't judge you.
Thank you, my darling.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Let's start by saying happy birthday to Danny for yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Dan.
What up, Dan?
Birthday, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Did anyone buy you anything ridiculous?
I got like 25 pairs of socks.
Oh.
That's not even a joke.
That's great.
It's really
bad.
That's
great.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you always need them. But do you remember when it was like, I think it was Justin Bieber's 16th birthday and Usher just bought him a Ferrari or something?
Okay.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Nothing like that.
That's nothing. I wish.
Yeah. And I saw that on your Twitter you got told off the other night for not drinking.
Somebody had a go at me.
What are you doing not drinking?
Yeah, I know. And we went to a place in Shoreditch, and I'm from Blackpool, so like, I have no idea what Shoreditch even is.
Yeah. Generally people in skinny jeans.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. And somebody had a go at me for not drinking.
Well, that's weird.
But you were drunk.
I was very drunk.
Oh, yeah.
But not drinking anymore. That's a bit that I missed.
Yeah. I noticed on your Instagram there is a picture of you all showering together naked.
Yeah.
Yes. Did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, there's a
picture of it.
Yeah.
I know, but
CGI'd. Yeah, but you could have, like, you know, because you've all got, like, your backs to the camera, so you could have something protecting you there.
No,
so
nothing no one sees there. It. It's all out.
Is this something that happens quite early doors in a band? Mm. So you kind of got to get this out of the way, right? You're together, you kind of need to, it's like a bonding thing.
I mean, they really do everything together.
Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah, why was we just? I mean,
no, we was in a rush, and we knew we had a couple of days of travelling on the bus, so we all decided to jump in the shower. Right.
Charlie's a bit shy though. It took a while to see here.
Sorry,
but yeah. We got there in the end. We got there in the end.
It's all right now, boys.
Yeah. So I mean, how many times would you say you've all seen each other naked?
Oh wow, at least three times a day.
Jake rarely wears clothes.
Yeah. You do seem to be the kind of band that would kind of like red Mooney in the street. Do you know what I mean?
I don't like clothes. Really.
No,
I just you know, we're born into this world naked.
Why yeah, are you right. Are you one of those that always leaves their hat on though?
Socks.
Yeah,
and the socks.
And the socks.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
It's good to see you again, lads. Because we've been through a lot together.
Mm. We have.
Like, I think it was nearly a year ago now. You came in and you just got off that ridiculous flight from LA, came in to say hi here for 5 minutes, and then went back to LA.
Yeah. committed.
Really committed. And I know you've been on the Ariana Grande tour.
Yeah,
oh my God.
How was that?
It was very. You always go American when you say her name.
I know.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. She's amazing.
Yeah, and she said she loves you because you guys are normal.
Yeah, we are. We are normal.
Within its boundaries.
I mean, I think in her world, everything's a bit crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's got a big entourage.
Has she?
Yeah, and we just kind of mill around backstage eating catering and just doing normal things.
Having showers together.
That's the one.
So she's not normal, is she really? I guess you can't really be.
I don't know.
When you're that famous.
When we chat to her, she seems normal. We have normal conversations, but then she'll just be like, oh, yeah, and then I was at a party with Madonna, and sure. I was just like, what's happened
here?
Yeah,
but what's the most normal thing about her? Do you know what I mean? Because, no offence, guys, you enjoy a pie and a pint and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
What's Ariana Grande having for dinner?
Hummus and carrot
sticks.
That's her favourite thing.
That's her favourite thing, yeah.
Oh, wow. Get her out. Like, just get her down to a pie shop soon.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone famous that you have met that has not been normal at all? Not necessarily in a bad way, just maybe you've come away thinking, bit weird.
Oh, wow. There's been a few, haven't there?
Is there?
Or something that's happened that's a bit like, oh, that's strange.
I was really upset with Jack White.
Why? Really? Tell me.
He just wasn't nice.
No?
No, I don't know why. I don't know. He was tired.
We all get tired.
That's what humans do.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he just got off a flight, and there was a fan waiting for a picture, and he just kind of went a bit crazy at the fan.
Oh.
And then kind of went a bit crazy at us for laughing. and then we were just handing off our merch to this fan, going, "Come to our side.
Come over here. We're nice."
But it was just a bit disheartening. But hey, he's Jack White.
Do you guys still have situations where you want to get your phone out and film what's going on? Because it's really ridiculous.
I wish we had spy cams on our shoulders. Yeah. Like, you know, like Road Wars?
Yeah.
Where it's like, 7 p.m, Reading. PC Jones is out with... I had a moment like that the other day. We were in LA with Bieber and Ariana.
Here we go.
And I'll just pick that name up.
Have it back.
But it's just, I just want to Snapchat my mates back at home and be like, look who I'm with.
What was happening with Bieber and Ariana when you wanted to Snapchat your friends?
We were in an Irish pub, wasn't we?
Having a few beers, weren't we? It was really...
Yeah.
What?
I know. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's very strange.
You did not take Ariana Grande to a pub.
We did.
No, we took Bieber to a pub, didn't we?
Yeah.
An Irish pub.
I bet he didn't know what was going on.
No, he loved it. He only had two Victoria's Secret models with him that day.
Sure.
So, yeah, he was well behaved.
Did he have one of those tough hats life on that you get, you know, if you drink a couple of
no?
Kiss me quit.
The Irish hats.
Oh, yeah. he was kind of normal, wasn't he? He was being a nice guy.
So, what's the best thing that you filmed on your phone, do you reckon?
The best thing?
Yeah.
No. I got Bieber on one of those bull rodeo things.
Oh, yeah.
That was a while
How you got
around.
Away with that, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, because there was a guy going around literally telling everybody off, going, put your phone away. And then I've just got mine underneath my jacket and no one noticed, I got the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got that undercover. Does that happen a lot with people, like, put your phone away?
Every second. It's weird. I got, I remember we were backstage like 2 years ago and we went to watch, we went to watch someone at the O2 and Jaden Smith was backstage, Will Smith's son, and he told me to film him doing a kickflip in slow motion on a skateboard.
Yeah. Right.
And I did, and as I was filming it, Kylie Jenner, who he was supposedly dating at the time,
just threw security guards at me. I was like, he's filming. I was just
my God.
And I was just like, what's going on?
You told me to do it.
And I told her lips look lovely, and she didn't take my advice. But yeah, it was kind of upsetting. It was very strange.
Wow, you've got some great stories.
Great stories. It's only when you sit and think about the stories we've been through a lot. Mm. Yeah. Let's retire.
A lot.
Yeah.
Now, your dad, Jake, is Shane Ritchie.
Yeah, that's correct.
I had a brilliant text conversation with him yesterday.
Here we go. Yesterday.
Amazing. Because I always like to alert... I mean, obviously, you speak because he is your dad, but I always like to alert him that when you guys are going to be on Radio 1, just in case he misses it.
All right.
And I think I can read this out.
I'm really nervous.
That always bodes well when you say something like that.
Jake's on Radio 1 tomorrow morning. You've still got to come on my show, you tart, because that's how I speak to him.
All right.
Just waiting for the invite, you big closet hetero. And I was like, you're the one with the filming schedule. And then I put, I need you for Innuendo Bingo. He put, lovely. Well, what does that mean? You've not committed to anything.
No, you haven't done anything.
Now, there's all this stuff about him leaving EastEnders to do a spin-off show. Do you have to Google each other to find out what's happening in each other's lives?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't really know what's going on that side of things. But I know he's just, he's very, very busy.
Really busy?
I haven't seen him in ages. We haven't seen him.
Well, no, we haven't seen him since the Glasgow show.
No, so it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I was, because obviously we're doing this breakfast show. I don't know if you found your TV habits have gone slightly weird this week.
Tuned in
the afternoon, he was doing a quiz show.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. Yeah. It's great. It's really good. Yeah, it's good.
He is good at the quizzes.
He's very good.
He is good. He's got the banter.
He's got it down.
Yeah, he has.
Rat cheeky, innit?
Yeah. Now, I have been asked to ask this question. Obviously, you are in a band called Rixton.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will you, Jake, be needing another band next year sometime?
Not that I know of. Why?
Because a bloke called Shane's been on to me, offering up his band for free if there was to be some kind of, let's say, wedding next year.
Hey?
What?
Hmm. Shane Ritchie's been on.
Right.
Saying that he's heard a whisper that something might be happening soon that you might want to tell us about.
A wedding?
Yeah. What?
Are you saying his dad has been on saying, oh, right.
A wedding?
Yeah.
Whose wedding?
Your wedding.
My wedding?
Yes.
Why? Who's getting married?
I don't know. Maybe this is a wind-up from your dad.
It's obviously a wind-up. I can't afford a hot meal, let alone a ring.
All right, okay.
You can't afford onion rings.
I can afford a ring on DVD.
He actually texted me going, I heard a whisper.
What?
And put a ring emoji on it.
He's got emojis.
Yes, he's shocked
about that.
Right, okay. Are you or are you not proposing to Jesse from Little Mix?
No, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? We'll find out. Right. But at the moment,
Shane, if you're listening, there's no plans. God, you two really don't talk at the moment.
No, we don't. I should probably call him.
Right, so we are going. Let's do actually. Should we do Would You Rather quickly, and then we'll move on to the next thing.
All right, go on.
We're going to play the single as well. We all want the same thing.
Oh, amazing.
Which is good. Just a couple of situations I want to put you all in, and you can all answer honestly. Would you rather be kissed on stage by Madonna or never have to see Jesse J's Twitter ever again?
Wow.
I'd kiss Madonna.
I'd kiss Madonna.
Yeah, I'd kiss Madonna.
Drake wasn't feeling it, though, was he?
I'd be all over Madonna.
Yeah, no.
I'd be all up involved in that.
Would you? Something you might be interested in.
Yeah, why not?
Involved.
It is Madonna, though.
Well, it is Madonna.
It's Madonna.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let us say if it was Maradona. That's a different story. But she's great.
Go on then. Right, one night with Judy Murray or
just one night.
Just the one. Or you have to spend the rest of your life with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no.
No, can I just quickly ask, who's Judy Murray?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Andy Murray's mum.
Andy Murray's mum, come on, lad.
One night with her.
Just one night.
Oh, Andy that's Murray's fine by me.
It's great. She's lovely.
Yeah, Judy.
Right, I'm sensing something with the older lady.
Yeah, Danny, it strikes me that this is your thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's ace.
Okay, here's another one. Right, would you rather photos from your cloud are leaked? Your number has been given out on Twitter by mistake.
My number has been given out by mistake.
Twitter. Definitely.
Twitter number.
You'd rather that.
Yeah. I would rather anything.
1,000%.
How annoying changing your number, though.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It would be worth it.
Well, obviously
it's annoying. Then
depends what's on the cloud, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you guys had to change your number?
Of Judy Murray.
How often as pop stars do you have to change your number? You know, as like a fresh start.
I don't think I've changed my number since I was 14.
Twice. You've had to change yours twice, Louis.
Yeah, I give it out too easily.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I know that Harry Styles has to change his phone number like every two hours. It's ridiculous.
Really?
How many times.
Really?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Why
yeah.
Similar situation,
it's
perhaps.
Possibly, yes. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Rixon had backed away from us slightly after Chris just revealed during that song that he spent hours while having a couple of drinks the other night watching videos of Rixon live.
Yeah, that's probably something I should keep to myself. Yeah, it was just a weird thing. I'd gone on a bit of a night out, and I don't know how... You know where, like, YouTube takes you from one place to another? Sort of ended up on you guys, and it's and also after a night out listening to the songs, and I please take this in the nicest possible way. They're even better. No, I mean
better after a few drinks.
Wait on me, it's so much better after five pints of wine.
Yeah, for us.
What song's that?
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's an app called Shazam. Have you got it on your phone, Chris?
Yes, I've got it.
I don't know if the pop stars have done this before. Jake, you said that you've done this before.
I tried it. Didn't work. Yeah.
Doesn't work.
It's such a unique situation that we're in here.
Okay, so the idea is, if you don't know Shazam, it's like magic. If there's a song playing somewhere, you just put it up to the speaker and it will recognise the song, whether it's on the radio or if you're in a club or a bar, just like it listens to it and then it tells you what it is and then handily gives you a link if you want to buy it.
Amazing.
While we've got the band Rixon here, I think maybe we should sing Rixon and maybe some others into the app and see if it recognises it.
See, I've tried this before. And it won't work with me.
Well, you're not a pop star.
I'm not a pop star. I'm fascinated to see if this works with you guys.
Jake's got a great impression.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Here we go. Can you start with one of your ones?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Do Me and My Broken Heart. If you, Chris, if you head over there. Actually,
well, no, I can
you'll pick
me.
It up from here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, just shout go, and it'll be on.
And do I have to do it for the whole time, or can I stop at any point?
I think you should do it for about... If you can
3 minutes.
No, 10 seconds.
All right, okay.
That'll be enough to get it.
Fascinating to see if this works. Okay. Ready?
Go.
All I need is a little love in my life. All I need is a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart.
Didn't quite catch that.
Sounded good, that, mate.
Wasn't quite really
it.
Good. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Is it worth trying with a different song?
Maybe one more impression. Oh, do you want to do impressions or another Rixon song?
Oh, we can do another Rixon one.
Do one more.
One more. Any song?
Any.
All right.
Okay.
More
songs.
Here
we go. Press it.
Go. Wait on me. I know how to love you and I want to love you some more. Wait on me. Come a little closer. Want to be the one to explore.
Didn't quite catch that.
I'm leaving. Good to see you all.
No, don't.
Really thought that would work there.
Yeah. Okay, can you try to be someone else then?
Try to be someone else.
Well, it hasn't worked with your own voice and your own songs.
Who should we do?
You do a good Ella Henderson.
Yeah, but it's just one line, Scott. It's just...
Well, let's see if it works. Hang on.
It's not just going to pick that.
Hang on, press go. Press go. Go.
Straight away.
But my ghost...
That's it.
There it is. The new single.
It actually says I didn't quite catch that.
What about the 1975? I know you can do really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Press go.
Go. And this is how it starts. T-shirts off in the back of your van. Yeah, your shirt looks so good. Why it's just laying on your back.
That's actually really good.
It's not work, but
I didn't quite
impressed.
Catch that, but I really liked
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Right, should we give up on this now? It's not working, is it?
It's not going to work.
Thanks for making the effort.
Some frequency regulations, so...
Well, tell us that
now! Oh, thanks, Lou.
Why don't you
tell us that now, Mr. Shazam. After spending 5 minutes doing it on national radio...
I didn't want to kill the buzz.
No, yeah, you're right. Rixon, really good to see you. When is We All Want the Same Thing available?
It's available now to pre-order.
This it is.
But it's out June 1st, I believe.
June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you've got more tour coming up.
Yes, we're doing the whole of Europe with the lovely Ariana, and then we head to America to do the Ed Sheeran tour.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's pretty nuts.
That's good. That's so good.
How good.
Sick.
Right, so don't forget about us.
Please don't forget about us.
Well, you know, you're off to America with Ed Sheeran, but I know you'll always come back.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Rixon, for coming in this morning. Really good to see you, boys.
Thank you so much.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't think I like doing an interview with anyone more than Rixon.
I think they're the best.
They are the best.
They're such nice guys, and it actually gives you faith that pop stars are awesome as well.
Yeah. Really good.
And normal.
And like massive in America now. They're on the Ed Sheeran tour in America. I liked the bit we did with Shazam as well. Oh, hang on, it's not recognising it.
Kind of failed, but then you
didn't quite catch that. But it was good just to hear Jake's weird impressions. Mm. Thank you very much, Rixton, for coming in today. That was awesome. It's 8:46. You still haven't had a shower, have you?
Good point.
Oh, seriously, it's 8:46. People will be arriving in the office soon. Let's sort that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember earlier I said that at Rihanna's Met Ball after party, Rita Ora wasn't invited because things are a little bit icy. Mm. Apparently not true. We stand corrected. Ellie in Hereford says, your Rihanna beef is not true. Vaz Morgan off TOWIE Snapchatted Rihanna dancing to Rihanna at the party. I love that. Pop star dancing to their own songs. And Ellie says, pretty sure Rita was there. All Vaz Morgan does is Snapchat everyone to make sure everyone knows he's friends with all the celebs.
Who's Vaz? I have no idea. Why is Vaz there?
Why is someone from TOWIE at the Met Ball after party with Rihanna, more importantly? Really?
Good question.
All right, okay, I think it's time to do Bumble Air Wednesday. A lot of people don't listen in the afternoon because they can't or just don't want to. Asking, what is Bumble Air Wednesday? Right, so this started about a year ago when we were doing Real or No Real, and Chris didn't even know the song Bumbleo. So this is a clip from, this is January 2014. Listen to this. What about this one?
DJ Fresh, J Faye and Ms Dynamite's track Dibby Dibby Sound uses a sample of the 1987 hit Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings.
Oh, that is a tune.
Bambaleo.
You
what
know it.
It's like a Lebanese food. What's
no,
that?
That's Baba Ganoush. It's this. Bambaleo!
Oh, yeah.
Bambaleo.
Always big rhythm, cuz.
Holiday music.
Big rhythm.
Always on abroad.
Bambaleo!
Wow.
Come on, this is a big record.
You've heard this in a restaurant, you have.
Yeah.
And from there, it went from strength to strength. A year or so ago, Chris didn't even know what Bumbleo was. Charlie Slough got right involved. And now, a year on, we play it every Wednesday in the afternoon to signify that we've all made it to the middle of the week. Hump day. And it's become a thing.
It's like downhill to the weekend from there on in.
I mean, it's a bit earlier today because we're doing the breakfast show, but I think we should all do it now. Shall we have a little shake?
Shall we?
Shall we shake it?
Let's do it.
Are we all ready?
Ready.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
My armpit, yeah.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
One missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that, then that could go.
It's got weird now. Yes! Let us know where you're enjoying Wednesday. Banksy in Bristol says, never too early for a Bumbleo, Mills. Bambaloing like men possessed. Big Al and Tom in sunny Bradford.
Come on, where are you?
Where are you? Text me.
Shout out to the great Beldini from Real or No Real earlier. Big hit with the Radio 1 listeners right
so
now.
So good. John in Oxford on his digger. Yay to halfway through the week, says Andrew in Evesham. Bumbleo Wednesday still make me think of Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone dancing when they came into the show. That was
That's
good.
That's right.
We got
yes.
them to dance to Bumbleo. Poppy on the way to work in Brighton. Lisa Bumbleoing while setting up her baby century class. Good morning, Bumbleo.
Yes.
Feels good this early.
Shout out Johnny the Stonemason, bumbling his chisels off, as always.
Lou and Jade on the way to work in Manchester. Happy that we're halfway through the week. They are bumbling away. Natalie and Billericay, shaking my thing in my car. Mills, you've made life worth living. And Hannah, bumbling in bed on a revision break. Good morning, Hannah.
Bumbling.
Feels good.
Take it. Clappy bit.
40 of those.
That was awesome.
Might
armpit, yeah.
My armpit.
Mick on the way to work in Burnley. Bill in Royston. Bill?
What's wrong with Bill?
I don't know.
What do you mean, really?
Don't imagine Bill's listening. Maddie, cheering up my traffic jam. You are on the M60 in rainy Manchester. Amy in Bournemouth says, my armpit, yeah. Leanne in Buckingham. And Martin in Newcastle. I see.
Blazing.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Shower time, Stark.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget about that.
I think you should. Do it for the nation. I still find it unacceptable that you don't shower before work.
It's gone 9 o'clock. For me, I would have thought we could just crack on with the day.
Give it another day. Give it another 24
it's
hours.
It's a rollover.
Yeah, the time has passed, Scott. It absolutely hasn't. Get in the shower. So you'll be going downstairs in a minute to the showers. The same ones you were at yesterday.
Are we doing the singing thing again?
I think I liked it, yeah. So you've just got to commit to the showerokey. So I'll play you a bit of a famous song. Even if you don't know the words, you'll know the tune, definitely. You just carry on singing, you get me?
Okay,
off you
right.
Go then, get out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Scott.
So there you are again then.
I'm back in the showers again. It feels weird that this is now my routine.
You ready to get fresh and clean?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. There's more people about today as well, it feels. It seems a bit busier.
See, we wouldn't have to do this if you'd showered at home before the show like the rest of us do.
No, but this works well for me, because it still means I can wake up a bit later, and I'm having a shower. So it could be worse, couldn't it?
Hmm. Okay, so let's put the shower on.
Yep, okay, hang on.
Have you got any soap with you, or are you just using water?
No soap. No soap, no need for that, really. I always think soap's for show anyway, isn't it? It doesn't actually do anything.
Well, no, generally you probably should use some kind of shower gel or soap. Otherwise, you're just putting water on yourself.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Do you always shower without any soap?
No, I always use soap because it's there, but I wouldn't go and buy any myself.
Right, so if it wasn't there, you wouldn't care. You'd just shower in water.
No, I don't actually think it makes a difference much.
Of course it does.
No, I mean, there's an immediate... No, of course it smells like it does at the start, but realistically, I don't think it does anything, does
nonsense.
It?
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Okay, right, so turn it on.
Yeah, it's on, mate. It's on.
Okay.
Once again, completely naked talking to you right now.
How's that feeling for you today?
Very liberating, as always.
I've got a song that I want you to sing, Shawaroki style.
Yeah, my only thing was, when we did this yesterday, I didn't know the words very well, so a bit more of an easier song would be good.
Now, that doesn't matter you don't know the words, you've just got to pretend that you do, you've got to commit to the song.
Yeah, oh I see, so it doesn't matter if I don't know the words, just make them up completely.
Yeah, as long as you know the tune, just make up the words, it doesn't matter that it's not the right words.
Okay.
Alright, you ready for today's one?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a weird position in the shower at the moment because I'm kind of leaning forward to be able to talk to you. So it's only sort of my backside and the back of my legs getting washed right now.
Okay, good. Thanks for that picture.
Sort of bent over.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right, let's do the song then.
I'm ready.
Today it's a great pop song by Kelly Clarkson. Everyone knows this one. Heartbeat song. When the song stops, you carry on.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. Been so hard that I know you can make it. Go up, 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 up all night long. Go up, 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 up all night long. This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna fake it. Been so hard that I know you can make it. Up, 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 up all night long. Go up, up all night long. I can feel it taking over me. I'm out my body. You can even see.
Good, Chris, good.
Thank you very much. It's weird because there's not a word from anyone else in these showers and I know they can hear me right now.
I was going to say, is anything happening around you?
No, but I'm not really scared of it because obviously they can't see me.
Yeah. So as long as I'm hidden away in here, it's all fine.
I've never been in those showers. Do any of our friends from Radio 1, from the office, go in there?
I did walk in with my eyes down, just walked straight into the cubicle, you know?
Yeah.
But they, I mean, there are people here right now that can hear this.
Don't seem to have any fear with this at all today, Chris.
I'm just not overthinking it.
Okay, well, if you want to get less naked, put all your clothes back on then.
You want me to leave?
Yeah, I think you're done. You've showered.
All right, let me... Hang on a sec. I haven't had a full shower, though.
Okay, do you want me to play a song so you can enjoy it?
Yeah, look, let me... I'd rather enjoy it a little bit. That's okay. The reward, isn't it?
Okay, I'll come back to you in a minute. You carry on. Crack on.
All right. The Scott
Mills Daily. My friend Chris is supposed to be with me on the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning, but because he gets up so late, he hasn't had a shower, so I've sent him down to have one in the basement here at the BBC. You all right?
Oof, you all right?
Was that good?
Felt quite good, that one, actually, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, at least you smell fresh and clean now, so come back.
I'm done.
All right.
Let me just turn it off.
Come back.
Oh, I've turned it the wrong way. Oh, it's cold.
What?
I've turned it the wrong way. It's cold. Oh, that was a bad one. I'm coming out, anyway.
Oh. Right, so just close on and come back to the studio upstairs.
All right, mate, I'll be 2 minutes. Okay, have you taken my clothes?
Hmm?
Have you taken my clothes?
No.
Have you told someone to take my clothes?
No.
Have you told someone to take my clothes?
No.
They're gone. There's nothing here. There's a pair of socks. They've left my socks. Someone's taken my clothes. Have you told someone to take my clothes?
Maybe.
Oh, no. And left the socks.
Just the socks.
There's just the socks. No. Okay, where are they? Are they in another shower?
You'll have to find them, won't you?
Oh, no, I don't want to do a challenge. Oh, no, no. There's
it's okay,
a
you can
small
use
hand
one of the
towel.
You can use one of the socks.
It's a small hand towel. I might be able to...
Use one of the socks, put a sock on it and come back upstairs.
Oh, come on. There's, I can't... There's eight floors. Are they really... Where's the clothes?
I don't know.
Let me check the bin. Hang on.
I'm literally 10 years old. I'm going to play a song now and see if you can find them.
Why have you turned this into a game?
It's going on a bit, this, isn't it?
I might just stay in the shower for the next couple of hours. The Scott Mills
Daily. Oh my God, you're so mean to Chris. Crying with laughter, that's from Matt on the M6. Loving the water-based shenanigans, lolling in the car. Rosie from Windsor, good, thanks Rose. It's 9:22 on Breakfast on Radio 1. Chris is still in the basement showers. I've done the classic prank of getting someone to steal his clothes. Right, let's go back to Chris because I'm feeling a bit sorry for him now. Hi Chris.
Hello.
Here's a clue. Look at, you know where the cycling lockers are?
Cycling lockers, yeah.
Look on top of there. There might be something for you there that you can maybe wear.
The cycling bit's outside. You are aware that I've only got two socks and a hand towel.
Yes, I am.
Brilliant.
Come back.
Okay, on the way. The Scott Mills
Daily. Florence on Radio 1. He's back. You found him then. Right? Yes. Sorry about that.
It's quite good from you.
Thank you.
You never catch me doing something as juvenile as that to you.
I enjoyed that a lot, actually. Really did. Hey, did you miss any of our Newsbeat election debates? You can find them on BBC iPlayer. What you'll see, if you want some more information about who to vote for, because general election is tomorrow, or you want to watch or listen again to any of the debates with young voters on issues such as education, immigration, jobs and housing, is head to BBC iPlayer. And what you'll see, the first thing you'll see if you want to catch up with these, and they were really good, is Newsbeat's Tina Dehealy and Chris Smith looking really serious and news-like, which is not what they're like in the office. They are a lol a minute. But but on this, they look very serious. And they also look like they live in the same house, which is off of the 1950s. There's a couple of China cups there and some sugar lumps. Hey!
They look like they've got beef as well.
Yeah.
It's waiting for a caption competition.
It looks like they've just had an argument.
It does. It looks like they've just had an argument but been told that they've got to have their photo.
Yeah, just after the argument is when that photo was taken. So if you go to BBC iPlayer, you'll see Tina and Chris looking really knocked off, to be honest. And that's where you find the education debates from Newsbeat on BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris has finally found something that he's really good at, and it's the Hackstage Pass game, which is on the Radio 1 website at the moment. Who knew, eh?
It's my jam.
It is totally your jam.
I'm smashing it, I'm not going to lie.
So, I don't know if you've seen this game. It's on the Radio 1 website. It's a computer game, and you can choose your favourite Radio 1 DJ as a character. So you can play the game as either Grimmy, me, Fern, Greg or Annie. And you try, the aim of the game is to try and get us backstage at Radio 1's big weekend. And you have a little jump, and you have a little twist, and you have a little smash your way through all the obstacles. But then you can go back and correct your mistakes. It's not like a normal game where it's like game over. You can go back and fix your mistakes. It's on the Radio 1 website now, and you can get it on your phone as well. And you've got an awesome score. What are you on?
Well, they say like 350 metres is respectable. I'm on 5,788.
All right.
And do you know what's funny is I think I keep getting messages on Twitter from people saying I've managed to beat Chris Stark on Hackstage Pass. So I think it tells you kind of roughly who you're beating on this thing. But I'm pretty hard to beat if you do want to give it a go.
I never thought that you would be like, I think out of everybody at Radio 1, like, you're the best at this game.
Yeah.
And it involves like hacking and coding and logic. I can't get my head around it.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't realise that I was well into this coding malarkey until I played this game, and now I'm thinking, sign me up.
Yeah, this time next year, you'll be Sheldon from Big Bang Theory this time next year.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be having the thick-rimmed glasses on and a blazer with elbow pads.
Yeah,
it won't be long.
Yeah. I'm very proud of my score.
Well done.
But the thing is, the people that are beating me, it just makes me want to beat them more, so I'm going to keep going at this.
So if you fancy having a go today, try and beat Chris. Go on the Radio 1 website for Hackstage Pass. I've noticed there, because in the game, at some point, I'm dressed as a crab, obviously, because can't let that lie, can we? And there is a large cardboard cutout of me as a crab, the character from the game, in the office at Radio 1 here at the moment.
There is.
I don't really know why.
So I found this cardboard cutout as well. I was trying to think of some funny stuff to do with it, because obviously... Yeah, you can't have much of a say. If I take this cardboard cutout home and or put it in funny places...
Oh, you haven't cut a hole in
there,
have you?
...do weird stuff to it. That was my first thought as well.
I know how your mind works.
but they won't let me do that. But then saying that, it's nearly the end of the week and I might just take it and do it anyway.
Well, I don't understand why there's a cardboard cutout.
There must be so many things I can do with that cardboard cutout. I'm going to give it some thoughts and then crack on.
Yeah, so have a look at the game. You'll see me as a crow again. That'd be nice. And it's on the Radio 1 website right now. Do you remember when I had that cardboard cutout of Bruce Forsyth in my house for a while?
Yes.
Those were good times, weren't they?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Gaga.
Oh, I think I love it. Who wants to have a campfire right now? I do.
Yeah, but I keep thinking of firehouses and fire engines and people swinging around poles and things like that.
Dorsey, door your partners, who? Georges, who's revising for English exams right now at uni in Leeds, says, I really do want to have a campfire right now rather than go to the library. I know. Paul in Glasgow says, is this Avicii, lol? No, it's Coleman Hell with two heads.
I don't think I've ever had a campfire. Oh, no, I would have, I suppose, with the Scouts, wouldn't I?
You never had a sing-song around a campfire?
I haven't had one for years. Is this something that we should do together at some point?
Maybe with that track on in the background, because I like it a lot. Love a banjo in a song, says Gary. More camp than fire, Scott, but I love it all the same. That's from Stuart in Worcester. Is this Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh.
That's from Cy in York. Generally, not Psy.
Is that what he's up to?
No, S-I, not P-S-Y.
Making witty remarks on Radio 1.
All right, Psy, get another song out, quick. That was Coleman Hell and Two Heads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Miss Fern Cotton.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, Fern.
You're
hello,
good?
Fern. Nice to see you sober.
I know. Makes a change.
Hey, did you like that banjo track?
Might
take another listen for me.
Yeah, it's quite...
I haven't sat round a campfire in a long time,
campfire
though.
Campfire house.
It's a nice thing to do, right?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we get all of us together, sat round a campfire,
cute,
especially before you leave? I mean,
let's
it'd be
do
a
it
lovely
in
way to reminisce, wouldn't it?
Let's do it in Norwich.
Yeah.
Let's find a field.
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes, I like this.
I just remember the last time I was round a campfire was with Craig David.
Please tell me why.
Because I was on a desert trek for Comet Relief, and he brought his banjo.
Oh, I watched that on telly.
Yeah, yeah. And all of the tracks from Craig were on Round the Campfire.
He brought
of an
a
evening.
Banjo with him.
He brought,
he brought
a guitar.
And he did a bit of a song. I remember it well. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Was it his own songs?
Yes.
Of course it was.
Of course.
I mean, you wouldn't veer off that back catalogue, would you?
Absolutely imagine how good not. That would have been.
It's phenomenal.
It was great. And then sometimes in the morning when we were on the desert trek, we each had separate tents and I would wake up. You know when you kind of like wake up in a strange place and like, where am I? Okay, I'm in a really small tent. And I could hear Craig David next door going, 6 o'clock in the morning,
oh,
love the sleep from my eyes. I was like, oh, that's Craig David. Craig David singing in the tent there next door.
That's
good.
Amazing.
Wow. Anyway, that's one of my anecdotes. How are
I
you today?
I love that.
You're
yeah,
right?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah,
tired
yeah.
today, but aren't we all?
Yeah, oh, everyone's...
Midweek slump.
Everyone's got that today. Everyone on text and Twitter's been saying they're really tired today.
I've got to stay awake until 10 o'clock to doing Celebrity Juice. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Till 10 tonight?
Yeah.
Have a nap, love.
Maybe do
when?
another bumbalay.
On air?
That'll wake you up.
Oh, yeah.
We did it earlier.
I love that.
That really boosted me. In fact, today's been a busy show, hasn't it? It feels like we've had a lot on.
Loads has been going on today.
Mm.
It's not getting any smaller,
no,
is it?
No, I was trying not to look at it.
I know, there's all I was the elephant in the
massive
room.
Massive mark on his head.
It's there still. It might have got worse. Is that okay to say that?
Absolutely not.
No, I'll tell you why. It's because his teeth have got whiter.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
Is that what happened on holiday?
He's trying to distract from his massive mark on his forehead by getting his teeth massively whitened.
Maybe I told you about the clip-on fringe.
Maybe I had them whitened yesterday, so maybe I bought some straws in today to have coffee out of.
You're so LA.
I know.
He is so LA.
Awesome.
Look, I'm applying the antihistamine as fast as I can, but it's just not going down. The massive thing on my head.
It has got bigger.
It hasn't got bigger.
Throughout the show.
You've got to grow that fringe pretty quick.
Has it really?
Because it's sort of like a small egg.
I'm quite concerned.
I think he's going to spawn a mini mills.
Stop being so mean. It has got bigger,
darling,
hasn't it?
It has got bigger. I think as the tan's fading, it's looking more red.
Okay, I'm turning you off now.
Okay, bye-bye. You got me.
Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Come and join us early tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.